Hello and welcome to the Natural History Podcast. Today we are looking at diseases, injury and illnesses, for they are as old as life. When we think of prehistoric life, we always envision them running, flying, scuttling with no problems at all. However, it is something they had to deal with, something we have to deal with, and yet we don't seem to acknowledge it in our natural history. Unless you are a professional, in which case you spend years of your life dedicated to the study, write a few papers and then call yourself a paleoanthropologist, the correct term for the study of ancient diseases. And therein lays the problem. We have two extremes. Either you know loads or you know nothing at all. So let me try to bridge the gap between the two. I like the idea of a T-Rex on crutches, but let's be honest. If a dinosaur caught a disease, it had to live with it or succumb to it. And generally speaking, the dinosaurs were a healthy bunch. In the fossil records, we don't see many afflictions upon them. But it doesn't mean they didn't fall ill. Ultimately, we only have what's left to study. So the soft bits of that decay, which would probably tell us a wealth of information, have all but decayed. So we are now just left with the bones. And bones aren't the best source of information. But we have been able to glean some information from them. What is most remarkable is that a lot of the diseases we face today as humans were also being suffered by the dinosaurs. Arthritis being one. And yes, I know arthritis isn't really a disease, illness or injury. But when it becomes septic, it is. And that's what happened. About 70 million years ago, there was a hadrosaur, a plant-eating dinosaur that has a duck's bill, who we are going to call, in this narrative, Horatio. During Horatio's life, his elbow became infected with septic arthritis. The joint eventually fused the bone together, so the poor old Horatio the Hadrosaur would have had one gimpy arm, which he would have just had to have limped along with, a bit like a dog with a sore leg, really. It is also quite likely that Horatio had a few benign tumours, which are basically harmless lumps. Young children get the same affliction today, from an overreactive immune system. It is known as Langerhans cell histiocytosis, or LCH for short. We do see cancer in other dinosaurs, so unfortunately, even though there is no evidence for it in hadrosaurs, Horatio's also going to contract cancer today. Sorry, fella. So now imagine Horatio is soldiering on, with his gimpy leg, covered in tumours, and he's wandering around in his herd, chewing on a few nice juicy pine needles, when a mosquito comes along and takes a bite. Horatio now has malaria. This is not going to be a good week for him, as a few days later, he starts to feel ill. If we catch malaria, we suffer from headaches, fevers, comas and vomiting. And we know dinosaurs vomited too, as it has been found. It mostly comprised of bones and shells. The crunchy bits left over from dinner, basically. So our hadrosaur is having all the normal symptoms of malaria, like we do, and is now going to start chundering. And if it's coming out of one end, well, coprolites are the name, and they too have been found fossilised. A friend of mine owns one, and it's just a strange thought to have one just sitting on your windowsill. Anyway, poor old Horatio is having a rotten time, limping along in pain, with lots of tumours all over him, contracting malaria, and then laying down under a pine tree, with no dignity left whatsoever. The sweet kiss of death is not far away. Unfortunately, that kiss of death is coming from a Tyrannosaurus Rex called Sue, who is waiting in the periphery. On a quick side note, T-Rex translates as a king of dinosaurs. Remember that. Now Sue, a real T-Rex by the way, had had a bit of a hard life too. She had an ancient form of Trichomonad gallinea, a parasite found in garden birds today. It causes swelling of the neck and then eventually starvation through lack of appetite. However, today Sue is very hungry, as she has been suffering from a bout of gout. That's the king of dinosaurs is suffering from the disease of kings. very poetic, I feel. However, this bout of gout was genetic and not caused by a rich diet of red meat. So Sue has been lying around for days in the pine forest, suffering from her bout of gout, not able to move very much. But today she has recovered and is feeling a lot better, but also very, very hungry. So off she goes, hunting, and has stumbled across Horatio, who is now having a very undignified end, in a pool of his own making. Sue, grateful for a good meal, tucks in. Only she contracts malaria from Horatio, either from that local mosquito or by eating the malarial-riddled meat. Whichever is more scientifically correct. But it doesn't end well for Sue either, as she too meets the same undignified end in a few days too, succumbing from malaria. I end it like this, as there is a hypothesis that malaria and other such diseases are the actual cause of the extinction of the dinosaurs. I feel that this isn't a very watertight theory, but it is interesting and a good hypothesis to chew over. And there we go, Horatio with his gimpy arm has septic arthritis, malaria and riddled with tumours. Cancerous or not, that's up to you. Sue, she has suffered from trichomonad gallinea, gout and then caught malaria. Fortunately for them, they are now both resting in peace. Unless the malaria-riddled mosquito was found fossilised in a nugget of amber by a team in 2019. The fossil has been examined and found to contain evidence for ancient malaria. Also, the blood of one of our victims. Funding is now being sourced in order to resurrect Horatio. Only joking, but to a degree. A mosquito was found in amber, which did have a strain of malaria which is 100 million years old. But unfortunately for us all, the resurrection of dinosaurs and Jurassic Park will have to wait for another day. So that's all for today. All of the diseases I mentioned have been discovered in dinosaurs. And our two characters, Sue and Horatio, are based in truth. Horatio really did have septic arthritis, and hadrosaurs are prone to tumours. Sue was and is a real-life T-Rex in the US, and she did suffer from gout and trichomonad gallinea. Catching malaria was a distinct possibility for them both, as evidence from our amber-drowned mosquito suggests. There really wasn't much more I could have subjected our characters to, apart from cataracts and pneumonia, but I did try. And that is where we will end it for today. So, thank you for listening to the Natural History Podcast. Oh wait, not to forget, they probably both had dandruff too. ¶¶